Pennsylvania touts the second highest number of hunters in the nation. But for the past 15 years, the number of licensed hunters has been on the decline. Over the next 4 days, a dozen seasoned shots will try to buck the trend in what may seem like an unusual recruitment area, Philadelphia. WHYY's Jimena Conde has this story.
You see the deer that looks like a large white bag. It's not moving.
An instructor guides 25-year-old Marquita Holmes Crossbow in the direction of a white target. It bears the outline of a deer heart and lung drawn to scale, the best place to shoot the animal to spare it a long death.
I'm going to come up and put the bow from safe to fire. Get your hand back on that grip.
The North Philly resident adjusts the butt of her weapon into the crevice of her shoulder.
When you're ready, you have a good sight picture. Slowly add pressure. Don't jerk it now. Keep the sight picture.
Holmes peers into a scope.
Slowly add pressure. Slowly add. Boom. Perfect.
Holmes has never gone hunting before, but she's one of 30 people participating in a first-of-its-kind mentored deer hunt at Philly's John Hines National Wildlife Refuge at Tinicum. 80 people applied for the chance to go on a hunt with a mentor. Holmes says she put her name in the lottery because she wanted a stronger connection with her food.
Well, I do use animals as my protein source, so I thought it was very important to understand where my meat comes from, and from a sustainability point of view, not using industrialized meat.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the Pennsylvania Game Commission organized the hunt, in part to control the deer population on the refuge, which is 3 times the recommended size.
When you have a population that's too large, they're going to eat a lot of food.
Mariana Bergerson is deputy manager of the refuge.
And that has to come from the forest, and that's going to make an impact on the habitat for the other wildlife.
She says overpopulation also makes the herd susceptible to disease. Still, Bergerson admits the new hunters aren't likely to single-handedly cull the herd. And that's not quite the point.
Recently, the numbers of hunters have been declining.
According to the Fish and Wildlife Service, license sales in the Commonwealth dipped by 7% over the last 15 years. And while hunting is controversial, the sale of hunting licenses helps pay for conservation efforts. Bergerson says mentored hunts could help stop the decline.
And this mentored hunt is a really great way to introduce people that haven't experienced hunting or grown up with hunting to the activity.
Days after her crossbow training, Holmes and her mentor, A.J. Garcia, are heading to their hunting spot when suddenly they notice something.
What are we looking at, A.J.? Oh, yeah, there's one right there.
There's a doe in a clearing.
You see those raised knees where she's kind of stamping a little bit? She's showing a little bit of sign of concern.
The doe runs away, and the pair continues on their trek. Garcia sets Holmes up in their blind. That's the camouflage tent that's going to hide their scent from their targets. He talks her through everything he does.
Let's check the stalk to make sure that it's lengthened or shortened to fit you.
Garcia places a tripod for Holmes' crossbow in front of a swivel chair. Then they sit and listen. After a while, Garcia makes some strange noises. He's imitating a young buck's grunts with the hopes he'll attract a deer.
Does aren't going to be too scared. Younger bucks aren't going to be too scared. Big buck's going to be ready to come in and whip some tail.
Yeah. Okay.
The duo stays out until sunset. They sit in silence for the bulk of 5 hours, listening to birds and the occasional squirrel inching up to their tent in search of nuts. In the end, Holmes doesn't harvest a deer that day or the next. But she says it doesn't matter.
This has been amazing. For me, the end goal was never really the kill. It was actually really great because we got to watch a doe come up really close. And deer, these animals, they're just really beautiful. So the chance to see a deer up that close was reward enough.
Still, Holmes wants to give hunting another shot. Jimena Conde, WHYY News.